Podcast with Brother Scott. We are thrilled that you have taken time out of your day to explore with us God's timeless truth. Regardless of who we are, we all need the light of God's Word to illuminate our path for this day. And now, here's our youth pastor, Brother Scott.
Hello and welcome back to the podcast. Happy Monday to everyone, February the 26th. I've got Brother Andrew in my office, and we're here to talk about the Bible.
Amen.
What a great book this is. Fascinating in so many aspects, but yes. God's love letter to us. And so we get to glean on and better understand who he is, better understand who we are,
yeah.
or even who we should be.
Yeah.
But before we get started into our conversation around 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we want to mention our memory verse of the week. It comes from 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 57, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And having read through 1 Corinthians just a little bit ago, no doubt you read this verse, but one more time, 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 57, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, as we mentioned already, we're in 2 Corinthians, we're going through this book. And we're into chapter 5 now. I'll go ahead and read the verse that you want to talk about here for a bit, Andrew. And that comes out of verse 14. And then we'll let him take it away. So the Bible says this, 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 14, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge, that if one died for all, then we're all dead." Well, what are we talking about today?
So it's funny you mentioned that at the beginning that the Bible is the Lord's love letter to us, and because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the love of God today.
Amen.
And, you know, the Lord's given us a lot. He really has. Made me think about some things that I've been given or that I've given to people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all of us, I think, have grown up. And you see those Christmas presents under the tree, and you get excited.
Oh, yes.
And it's a great time of year for a lot of reasons, but, you know, especially when you're younger, you just cannot wait to rip that thing open.
Yes.
And, you know, there's a certain maturity point that kids reach when they start to realize that, okay, this is nice, but the important thing is that I got it from my parents.
Yeah, right.
Whoever it's from. And then that moment where they put the gift aside and they walk up and say thank you to their parents or give them a hug or something. It's sort of a maturity switch there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they start to realize what the motivation is behind the gift.
Yes, that's good.
Start to realize that there's a reason why I got this gift.
Mm-hmm. Right?
It wasn't just, it appeared there. It wasn't just that, you know, they bought it and threw it under there and, oh, wait, this, oh, you know, it wasn't a surprise.
Yes.
It was all planned. There was a reason why it was there. And this verse is talking exactly about that, the love of Christ constraining us. You know, everything is done for a reason.
Yeah.
There's a reason. Everything is done for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And for here, or in this verse, is talking about our lives and what the reason should be for the things that we do.
Hmm.
We do a lot of things in a day,
yeah.
in a month, a year, in a lifetime. We do a lot of things.
Yeah.
And the question is given to us, why do we do that?
Yeah.
Why do we do it?
So,
and here, the first part of the verse is saying, the love of Christ constraineth us, or holds us back. It holds us to do the things we know is right, because
that's
the Lord
good.
Loves us.
Yeah.
It's the great motivator, the Lord's love.
Mm.
Motivates us to do what's right, constrains us from doing the things that are wrong, as it says here in this verse. And then the second part of the verse says, that if one died for all, then we're all dead, saying that before Christ came and died, everyone was dead in their sins.
Yep, yep.
Say, if Christ came and he died for all of us, then we were dead before.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We were dead in our sins beforehand. Mm-hmm. But he came, he died. He showed us that great love. And because of that, it should be our motivation for everything we do.
Amen.
Whether it's at school, doing our schoolwork, whether it's with friends, with family, the conversations that we have, the gifts that we give to other people, whatever it might be, our motivation should be that I'm doing this thing because I know it's right and because I know it will please the Lord who loves me.
Yeah. Boy, that's really great. That's really great. And as you're describing that, you know, that kind of that scene, you know, around Christmas Day and yeah, it's very perceptive of you because it's really how it goes, at least it has in the Devane household. Okay. With our kids, you know, yeah. when they were extra young, it was just all about that next present. Like, right. was it what? There's no more presents? Yeah. You know, it's like, you know, come on, you spoiled kid, enjoy the ones you got. You know, it's like,
right.
But they, as they gotten older, they began to appreciate, number one, the gifts that they've gotten.
Yeah.
And two, you know, who gave them.
Yeah.
You know, and I think those two things, when we take a second and, you know, because we do have that tendency to focus on, well, the Lord hasn't allowed this in yeah. my life, or, yeah, yeah, I don't have this and I want it. Yeah. You know, we're really, it's a dissatisfaction and a failure to acknowledge what God has done, you know, the yeah. way he has displayed his love.
Absolutely.
You know, toward us, and just realizing that he gives us those things because he does love. And that should be a really thrill in our heart. Anything else to add to this as we wrap it up?
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, people can do things for other reasons, right?
Mm.
There's a whole lot of other motivations out there for why we do things. When I was younger, I didn't always do things that my parents told me to do because I loved them.
Yeah, sure.
You know, the threat of getting a spanking or being punished in some way was also a great motivator.
Mm-hmm.
But there comes a certain point where we mature as people, and there comes a certain point when we mature as Christians, to where we do things not because we'll be punished by staff
yeah.
or other people,
yeah.
but because God loves us.
Yes.
Just like, you know, we as people have to get to the point where we listened to what our parents said and we did what our parents said because we loved them,
yeah.
not because we were afraid of what they were going to do.
Yes.
There has to be that switch, that
yeah.
change.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, we as Christians have to mature enough where we do things now because we see the love of Christ.
Yeah.
And we love the Lord ourselves. That has to be the motivation.
Yeah.
Making that switch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of a story, and I gave this illustration, I think, a while back in a message, but there was a dog that an owner had just gotten a dog, brand new dog, and he wanted to teach him how to do things, how to be obedient.
Okay.
And so he would bring the dog's favorite treat out and set it right in front of him, and he would tell him, wait, and he would say, don't take it until I say go, or okay, or whatever the word was.
Right.
And so the scene kind of in our minds is that the dog is sitting there, and for a while he's just staring at the treat on the ground,
mm-hmm.
and just, he's all antsy, and his tail's moving, and he's jittery.
Yeah.
Just waiting for his master to say okay, or go, and then he can just eat it. Just like he's in agony waiting for it.
Yeah.
And the owner of the dog tells the story this way. There came a day where the dog actually taught him a lesson, to where one time he set the treat down there, and this time the dog didn't act that way. He didn't act antsy. His tail wasn't moving all over. He wasn't jittery. And instead of looking at the treat, he was looking at the master.
Ah.
And he just calmly waited for the master to say that it was okay.
Yeah, that's good.
He took his mind off of the gift
mm-hmm.
and put it on the one that was giving the gift.
Yeah, fantastic.
And it put some peace into the dog.
Yes.
And some real happiness. And the same is with us. If we can get our mind off of what we don't have, or even what we do have, and onto the person that gives it to us.
Yeah.
And keep our eyes on the master, you might say.
Right, right.
And the love that he has shown to us through those gifts.
Mm-hmm.
They'll bring great peace and joy into our lives as well.
That's an awesome, awesome point. And, you know, I think what better way to do that than, you know, opening up our Bibles, right, every day.
Absolutely.
And reading about our Lord and how much he's done for us. All right, before we go, I want to mention our teenager of the day. It's Tommy, and we're praying for you, Tommy. Hope the Lord gives you a great start to your week, and we'll ask the Lord to give you wisdom and all that great stuff. And we'll hope to see everybody back next tomorrow, Tuesday, February the 27th, where we'll be unpacking 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And, of course, Brother Andrew will be back with us for that as well. All right, guys, take care, and we'll see you tomorrow.